All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to call this meeting to order. This is Monday, February the 21st, 2022. And to start the meeting, I'm going to call on Commissioner Thompson to give us an invocation and start us, or lead us in the pledge.
Thank you.
Please rise.
Let's bow our heads. Dear Lord, we thank you for this opportunity to come together as a community. We pray that you give us the wisdom and guidance to make the appropriate decisions for the betterment of this county. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Mr. Thompson.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, do we have any add-ons for the agenda tonight? Commissioner Dow?
No, sir.
I do not.
I do not.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, if it pleases the board, I would like to add ARPA funding request for broadband internet service in the county. And if we could, I'd like to add it after I present the resolution in support of the ECC Council of Governments. And I gave you the agenda request form that I will be utilizing, and as well as an agreement that should be at your places.
After item four, correct?
Yes, sir.
Right, what's the pleasure of the board?
So moved.
Got a motion and a second to accept the agenda with that add-on. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Carried. Okay. I need a motion to approve the minutes of the February 7th meeting.
So moved.
Second.
I got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Same sign. Carried. Okay. Any comments towards the consent agenda? I need a motion.
Move to approve.
Got a motion.
Second.
And a second to approve. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Same sign. Carried. All right, that brings us to public comment. Do we have any? Is there anybody signed up?
Yes, sir, Mr. Chairman. We have Mr. Wesley Boykin signed up for public comments tonight. Mr. Boykin, if you would come to the podium.
I first want to thank the commissioners and the staff, whomever was responded to my concern that I addressed at the last meeting. Someone came out, some entity, county, state, or town, and did some work on the road adjacent, the street adjacent to my house. I don't know what they did on the main street to address the standing water, but they were very attentive the week following this meeting, and also the few days following the Town of Warsaw's meeting. So I appreciate that. I addressed in the town commissioners meeting in Warsaw a concern that I had, unbeknownst to me, that there would be others prior to my speaking about the same problem, and that was policing in the area of Warsaw. And since then, even though the meeting was not extremely well attended, I got an extremely large amount of calls of people saying that they've experienced in the county, and I did not write down everybody's address, problems with policing. And I would like to just recommend that maybe for consideration in the budget that there be some type of community citizen policing academy. I'm a graduate of one in Ogden, Utah. It was very informative to get the citizens to understand the work of police and sheriff's offices, and to understand the amount of pressure they are under to make split-level decisions to fire or not fire. And at the same time, there was a community advisory board in conjunction with the police, totally separate, this one, I'm sorry, was with the Sheriff's Department for the staff to understand citizens and communities. So it was a dual effort. The Citizen Police Academy started first, and it's very well received. It's minimum cost to include in a budget. It just takes some devoted time from the sheriff or police viewpoint to teach, explain. But with the Citizen Advisory Committee, joint committee of staff, various department, police, sheriffs, as well as elected officials, so that police can understand the views of which citizens have of police forces. I just would like to see that included since we are in the beginning of the budget planning process. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tony Board.
Mr. Branson, anybody else?
No, sir. No one else has signed up for public comments, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. So we'll move right along to item number two, Melissa Kennedy.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening.
I'm here to hold a public hearing on behalf of Maria Venegas. She has chosen Venegas Lane off of Pasture Branch Road in the Island Creek Township.
Pleasure to board.
So moved.
I think you can do it. Have we already had a public hearing?
No, this is the public hearing.
Oh, excuse me. I thought we'd done. I'm sorry. Okay, I need to open up for a public hearing to discuss this potential road name. So I now open it up to the public. Any comments or discussion? Hearing none, I'll close the public hearing. We're back in our open session.
I move to approve the request.
Second.
Okay, I've got a motion and a second for the request of the from Maria Venegas to name a new lane at 1228 Pastor Branch Road, Rose Hill, North Carolina, in Island Creek Township, Venegas Lane, in accordance with the Duplin County addressing and road naming ordinance. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Carried.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Branson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. I appear before you now to present another service award. This one will be presented to Lieutenant Delmas Highsmith of the Duplin County Sheriff's Department for 25 years of service to Duplin County. Delmas, if you want to come up. A little bit about Lieutenant Highsmith. He began his career with the Sheriff's Office as a detention officer, and throughout his 25 years of service, he has served as a school resource officer and court bailiff, and in March of 2006, he was promoted to the rank of sergeant, overseeing the civil and criminal court operations. In July of 2007, he was promoted to the rank of lieutenant, supervising court sessions, transportation, and court security. Lieutenant Highsmith has several hours of local, state, and federal judicial court security training, and he's also a member of our Sheriff's Office Honor Guard. Delmas, I want to present you with this certificate on behalf of the Board of Commissioners and Sheriff Wallace for your dedication and loyalty to the citizens of Duplin County for your 25 years of service. And I just want to say thank you.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate
you. Yes, sir. Delmas and I started out in jail.
Yes.
Many, many years ago.
That must have been a rough Saturday night.
It was.
Thank
you.
Mr. Highsmith, if you don't mind holding up just a second,
yes,
I personally want to thank you for these 25 years of service. I think most of us really, really miss out and don't understand the sacrifice that you guys do to give us our freedom. And I personally want to stand up and say thank you and congratulations. Anybody else say anything to Mr. Highsmith?
I'd like to say something. I've known Lieutenant Highsmith for close to 20 years or so. I've worked with him, and I see him more days of the week than I don't. for the last 15, 18 years, and I've been through a lot of courtrooms in my career through 20 years, and he runs the tightest ship that I've seen, there's no doubt about it, and really appreciate that.
Thank you.
Appreciate your service.
Thank you all. Thank you all for doing your service. We appreciate that.
Proud law enforcement officer, I commend you for your service.
Thank you, sir.
So thank you.
Let's give Lieutenant. All right. Let's give Lieutenant Highsmith one more round of applause. Again, thank you so much. Okay, Mr. Davis.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The next item on your agenda is, for your consideration, is a resolution in support of the Eastern Carolina Council of Governments. The Eastern Carolina Council of Governments, or the ECC, is our local council of government. It has experienced many challenges in the past few years with a series of executive directors who have brought tumultuous leadership and very public scandals to our local council of government. Thus, many of the elected officials, as well as municipal and county managers, including myself, throughout the ECC's member governments have begun to question the effectiveness of the local council of government and whether or not it is a wise expenditure of taxpayer dollars to continue to pay dues to an organization from which we receive little to no benefit. A study group composed of local leaders has met with members of the ECC board to push forward the changes which have been shared with them by the Southeastern Regional Directors Institute assessment on what needs to be done to salvage our local council of government. The study group presented recommendations to the full ECC board on February the 10th, and in an attempt to gauge the support and interest of the ECC's member governments to partner in this effort to restructure our local COG, the ECC has sent out a resolution of support and is asking governing boards in the ECC to the region to consider its adoption. Now, I have highlighted the five study group recommendations which are in your packet. Just to let you know, Duplin, Jones, Wayne, Carteret, Craven, Green, Lenore, and Pamlico counties are members of the Eastern Carolina Council of Government. Onslow is also included in the area, but they are not members of the Council of Government. We have the county governments as well as the municipal governments included in this. Now, the resolution that's before you is just a resolution of support for them to move forward with trying to implement the recommendations, and that you do have an interest in our local council of government continuing to operate. I will read the resolution in its entirety if the board would like for me to, and then I'll entertain any questions that you may have for me. Commissioner Dale may be able to answer some questions as well, as he's involved with the ECC.
You want him to read it?
No, I read it. That's fine.
Okay. Do you have any questions for me? You're not committing any financial obligation. You're not even committing that you're going to continue to be a member. You're just showing support for them to try to reorganize to make the COG more effective in this area. Now, the most benefit that we receive from it goes to our local services for the aging department. All of our aging funds flow from the state and federal levels through the Eastern Carolina Council and then to our services for the aged department.
Move we adopt the resolution.
Second. I got a motion and a second. Further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Carried.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The next item I had was the add-on item, and it is a request for the board to allocate a portion of our ARPA funding for a great grant application in partnership with Focus Broadband. The county received $11,409,751 in American Rescue Plan Act funding as a result of the economic impact of the coronavirus pandemic. The Board of Commissioners is requested to allocate a maximum of $150,000 in ARPA funds to broadband infrastructure improvements. Focus Broadband formerly known as Atlantic Telephone Membership Corporation, is applying for a great grant from the state of North Carolina for up to $4,421,700, with $4 million coming from the great grant and the remainder coming from Focus Broadband and the county. If funded, the project will add over 72.6 miles of fiber and potentially provide internet service to 937 homes and 21 businesses in Duplin County. The county's ARPA funds will not be needed unless the great grant is funded. So this is another project in addition to the project that Mr. Ward came and spoke to you about a few weeks back that is already underway. So this is the next round of great grant funding that they want to partner with us for. So if we allocate $150,000, we stand to leverage that into an investment of $4,421,700 in infrastructure for broadband internet service for the citizens of the county. So I would ask that the board allocate up to $150,000 in ARPA funds to provide a great grant match to Focus Broadband, to sign the partnership agreement between Duplin County and Atlantic Telephone Membership Corporation doing business as Focus Broadband, and to approve the associated budget amendment to allocate the funds.
So moved.
Second.
Got a motion and a second. Further discussion?
Mr. Brinson?
Yes, sir.
In regards to those 937 homes and 21 businesses, is that just kind of spread out in the county, or is it kind of focused in a certain area?
It is spread out through the county, and it would be in the rural, unincorporated areas of the county, not in the municipalities, is my understanding, Commissioner Branch. And I'll make sure I clarify that with Mr. Ward tomorrow, and if that is indeed not the case, I will get back with you.
Thank you.
Further questions or comments? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Same sign. All right.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Carry it. Okay, that brings us to our next item. Ms. Melissa Brown, please.
Good evening.
Good evening, ma'am.
I'm asking the board for approval to accept the increase awarded in our Home Community Care Block grant funds for fiscal year 21-22 and the associated budget amendment. The total allocation is $31,952, which includes a match of $3,195. The match is split between cash and in-kind, and it's already in our budget. The funds will be used for meals at the sites for our homebound seniors, as well as to assist with grant projects and provide in-home aid services.
So moved.
Sir.
Got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Carried. Great.
Thank you.
Okay, that brings us to Ms. Laura Jones.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I tucked some pictures at your desk when I came in. Pictures of the current library shelving, and then a picture of what we proposed to purchase. The library shelving at this point is sort of a hodgepodge of some probably hand-built wooden shelves that were original to the library and some metal shelves that have been added over the years. But right now the library looks more like a medical records storage. The shelves are 8 feet tall and not really user-friendly. There's also limited space if someone were in a wheelchair to be able to get around the shelves, especially in the nonfiction area. They would have to go down the route, come back, and go down the other side instead of being able to go all the way around. So the proposed shelving there in the black and white picture is 5 feet tall. It allows us to have the library have more of a bookstore appearance, which is more user-friendly. Patrons are able to see the books and reach them, obviously, with a 5 foot shelf versus an 18-foot shelf. The shelves are also potentially more mobile. They could be configured in different ways when things are going on in the library and we might need more space. There is enough money in my budget. I can take some from state aid, and there are some unexpended funds. Travel has been cut back. My professional travel has been cut back because of COVID, so my travel budget has a little extra money in it as well. We'd like to tackle this in two different fiscal years with adult fiction this fiscal year and then starting the nonfiction in the coming year within the allocation from state aid.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, I've got a motion and a second to approve the Duplin County Library System request to use $30,000 in the state aid to public library funds to replace the shelf in the main branch in Kenansville and to approve the associate budget amendment. Any further discussion?
Yes, so $30,000, is that used for just the first stage?
That's the first stage.
And how much of that $30,000 is coming from the state aid and how much is coming from your book?
There's about $14,000, $15,000 from state aid. We may not use the maximum of 30. That was the quote from DEMCO for the shelving, and they're configuring right now, based on the books that we have, how many shelves we will need. So that was the max if we chose to use all the shelving at that time. That was the max that it would be.
So the remaining would be 15 or 16 would come from your budget that you have available?
Mm-hmm. I don't foresee it being 30,000. I don't foresee it being the maximum number of shelves. We're trying to be real careful about configuration. But that was the high end of the quote that I received.
All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, yeah. Sir. Thank you for that, Mr. Thompson. I hate you had answered. You asked one of my questions. But, let me ask you a question. With this, I think it's a good idea that you're trying to bring everything up to this century. But with this small shelf, will it cut down on your space?
For shelving?
Yes, ma'am. Will you have to be creative? And
we will do some weeding, which is a natural process in the library where older materials are removed.
Yeah.
We're also looking at moving some of the shelving to the outside walls to be able to use some of what we have, but attach it to the outside walls so that the inside space of the library around the shelves is more accessible all the way around for all the patrons.
Yes, I've been in there several times, and that's when I was asking, how are you going to?
If we take some of those older shelves and configure them around the outside walls, attach them to those walls, then we'll have more space to move around inside the library. Yeah.
Thank you very much. I'm finished.
I just asked Tracy, but just to make sure we're right here, the budget amendment that's in our package says it's all coming out of state aid. I don't know if that's something that needs to be corrected or not. I mean, that's just a...
And that's the reason I read the motion, because that is what it reads. And so that's what we were approving. That's what the motion was.
We've got it right.
Laura, is that $4,500, is that your book liner?
Yes. Yes.
So typically the state aid, the majority of that $112,000, just off the top of my head, $120,000 that we get a year from the state, is mainly for books, what it covers. It does cover a small amount of maintenance and repair on the building, and I don't know that it even covers salaries.
No, it is not used for salaries. Right. It is some of it is allocated for programming, children's programming.
So I guess what Laura was doing with this budget amendment was showing that the money that we allocate in her budget just to the revenue from the state, which is typically her book line item, and that's what that is. That line item right there is her book line item where she buys all the books for the library.
So essentially it is correct.
It is
state aid money.
Yes.
I just want to make sure we were right.
Okay. Further questions? Quick discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Carried.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right, Mr. Davis?
Yes, sir, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, I have a couple of announcements. First of all, you probably have received this already, but I wanted to remind you of the ribbon cutting that will be held at the Duplin County Airport at 1:00 this Thursday, February the 24th, for the North Carolina Forestry Service's new hangars. Some of the invitees include Adam Caldwell from Senator Tillis's office, Commissioner of Agriculture Steve Troxler, Representative Jimmy Dixon, State Senator Brent Jackson, Representative John Bell, and North Carolina Senator Jim Perry. It will begin, like I said, at 1 o'clock. They ask that you gather about 12:45 at the hangar complex. We will hear remarks from Commissioner Troxler, from Scott Bissett, who is the Assistant Commissioner for the North Carolina Forest Resources, Bobby Walston, Director of North Carolina Division of Aviation, your Airport Director and Assistant County Manager, Mr. Futrell, and also Chairman Edwards and Ms. Shields, our Economic Development Director. So that, there again, that is Thursday at 1 o'clock at the new Forestry Service hangar. The other announcement that I have, Mr. Chairman, is I have to have some surgery on March the 16th, and I will be out for at least a week, so I will not be able to make the March 21st meeting. I know, Mr. Thompson, you said you may have a conflict on March the 7th. Did that?
Yeah, I do.
You do? Okay. There were some items on the agenda from the retreat that you guys said you wanted to discuss at the coming meetings. Now, if you want to discuss it on the 21st, I won't be here, but I'll prepare Mr. Futrell as well as I can to stand in my absence, or we can move it out to April.
I'm fine with waiting to April so that you can be here. Yeah, I definitely don't want it on the 7th because Mr. Thompson not being here.
But okay.
Yeah, this is a very important item.
Right. I'm almost inclined to want you both there, you and George.
Okay.
Yeah. On the 4th.
That would be April the 4th, yes, sir. Unless the board for some reason wants to have it on a special session on the 14th or 15th before I go out, that's just your, I'll leave that to your discretion, or we can do it on April 4th. If there's no sense of urgency from the board.
Okay, I'm okay with April 4th.
Yeah, I'm fine with the 4th.
Okay.
As long as the rest of the commissioners are.
Okay, we'll shoot for that date.
Then. Yeah, I just want it done right.
Okay. I don't have any further items of business tonight, Mr. Chairman.
Commissioners have anything?
No, I do not.
I'm looking for the
important. Move to adjourn.
Okay, I got a motion. I got a motion and a second to adjourn till Monday, March the 7th, 2022 at 6 o'clock. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Carried. Thank you.